Today is Sunday, November the 27th, 2016, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone. And I'm just going to call this out to you all. I am recording before I'm actually... This episode was previously recorded for your consumption on this at this time, or however you say that. I find myself referencing the Big Fatty program way too often. Way too often. And I think he has some kind of the following thing was recorded an earlier time for consumption at blah, 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 blah. But maybe I'll get used on the beginning of his show again. Who knows? It's really good advertising. For those of you listening to Big Fatty right now and hearing me, I'm Adam, and you can find me at geekygay.com. Geekygay.com. That's very difficult to say. So I'm recording these. I said that I've been saying this in all of the episodes that you guys have heard up for the past three episodes, but I am pre-recording this, and I kind of had an idea of when it was that I was going to release these, so I know that this is going to be released on Sunday the 27th, or at least that's the plan. I hope Sunday's the 27th. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So I want to talk about what happened today in church. And I don't know if I've mentioned this before. Look, I try to be an adult. I play trumpet. And I'm 38 years old, and I try to be an adult about this, but you are assigned parts. There's first part, which is usually higher and a little bit more difficult. There's second part, which is like, think of it as your alto. And then there's third part, which is baritone, bass, those sorts of notes. And tends to be a little bit more boring to play. And let's face it, trumpet players like to play high, fast, and loud. That's just what they like to do. And so I play in church orchestra, and I've been playing in church orchestra at this particular church for the past, well, probably almost 6 years. This will be either my fifth or sixth Christmas. I can't do math and record at the same time, so I'm just going to say fifth or sixth Christmas. And there's another guy who, when I started, they had moved away, but he had been playing in the orchestra for three or four or five or six. I don't know how long he had been playing, but for quite a while. Then they moved. Then I joined and kind of filled his spot, and then he and his wife moved back. They were just away in Chicago for business. And he's really, really good. He's really good, and he and I have been there. And then there were a couple of other guys who have quit along the way. And then we had these high school students who joined, and this is probably 3 years ago. And on Dubious Intent, I would always talk about this twinkie trumpet player who would annoy me. And I really try to be adult, because I am an adult, unfortunately. Well, not unfortunately for everything, but unfortunately for some things, I am an adult. And I really try to act in that manner when I'm around everyone. And in the past, I would have really wanted to play first part all the time, because that's just something, it's more fun. I mean, it's just more fun to do. And we also, when you're in high school, junior high, high school, college, you have the concept of chairs, where you audition and you sit in a certain chair based on how good you are and how you've compared to all the other folks that are there and have gone through that audition process. And look, let's face it, I shouldn't care about that. And I no longer practice every day. I'm not as good. I was really good when I was in high school and college. I was a really good trumpet player, and I was a trumpet major. That was my major. I was going to be a performance major, but then, I don't know, I just got burned out on it, and that's when I decided to go into computers. I thought, okay, I will make my living at computers, and I will keep trumpet as a hobby. But I didn't want to stop, so I've always played in little community theater stuff and in church, and I've done weddings and whatever I can do to keep myself playing. Because if I'm not doing it constantly, I won't practice, and then I won't be able to play anymore. You lose certain ability if you're not doing it. And so I stayed in church orchestra, because I've played in church for my entire life. Ever since I started in beginner band, as soon as I could play enough notes and didn't sound horrible, I was playing in church. And our orchestra is really good. We have a really good church orchestra, a good choir. We do really good Christmas programs and Easter programs and all of that. And these Twinkie boys that joined were always just a little bit more immature. And it's just one of these things. So I always thought, for ones of us who've been playing longer and who've been playing in church orchestra longer, we should get the first two or three chairs in our section. And you know, and when I come in, I should just have an assigned seat. I know this is really stupid. I know this is immature, but it was just a thing. So, but what would happen is if the little Twinkie boys would get there before anyone else, they would grab the first chairs just automatically. They would just go to those chairs. They would get them first come, first serve. They wouldn't even think about the fact, you know, about anything, about reserving certain seats for those of us who've been playing in the orchestra longer or anything like that. They would just grab those chairs. And it just drove me nuts. And so I used to get there super early just to make sure that I got my chair. This is so stupid. It sounds, to say it out loud sounds really stupid, but I don't know why it drives me nuts. So then they went off to college. And then the other things is they always wanted to play first part. And because I'm an adult, I am very giving and I don't grab first part. I'll ask the other trumpet players, would you like to play first part on this? And we try to really take turns playing first part, which is fine, but they would hog all the first part if they could, and it would drive me nuts. Well, the other guy who's my age, who's very good, and I always leave the first chair for him, and I always sit in the second chair out of respect. I feel like he's better than me. He's been playing in that church orchestra longer than I have, so I always leave that chair, and I always kind of let him take first part on whatever he wants. Although he is so laid back and doesn't care. Like, he doesn't care at all. He would play third on everything. He would sit in the back of the room. He doesn't give a crap. But I try to give that respect. But those Twinkie little high school-y folks, they would not. So they went off to college, and I was like, oh, I can relax. I don't have to have this anxiety about what chair I'm going to sit in and about what freaking part I'm going to play. Aaron and I can just work that out. He's really laid back. Doesn't matter. I'm going to leave the first seat for him, and I'm always going to sit in the second one, and then no big deal. And so I kind of relaxed. Well, today I get to church, and guess what? One of the Twinkie boys is on break from college. So he comes in, and he gets there before I get there. So guess what? He takes my chair. So I never say anything out loud, but I'm like, oh God, oh, he didn't even come to rehearsal last week, and here he is sitting. And then I was trying to be nice, and I said, so he didn't have to play third part on everything. I said, I will take third on this song. You can play the part I was going to play. And I was trying to switch around, even though he wasn't in rehearsal. And we play that service, and it went fine. And then I leave and come home and do my thing and then go back for the second service. And I get there. Now he has decided, he has brought a friend with him from college. Now they've bumped me down another chair. So instead of being in the third chair, now they've moved all my stuff to the fourth chair. And not only that, we start the first song and they have taken my part for the first song and left me with a part that I wasn't playing before. So, I didn't realize it until, like, you know, until the downbeat of the song, and I didn't want to make a big deal out of it. So now I'm playing this part that I didn't play before. They have stolen my part and stolen my chair and moved me down. I was so irritated. And I realize this is childish. It's very childish of me to even have these thoughts, but I do. I am confessing right now that I have these immature thoughts. I don't say them out loud. I don't say anything to him. His name is Bryant, by the way. Because I've been watching Survivor, Gen X versus Millennial, or Millennial versus Gen X. I'm thinking maybe there's some, you know, millennial sort of, you know, thought process that they have, and they're not even thinking. They're just like, oh, go with the flow, you know, not thinking about whatever. And I was so mad. Like, I was just seething. I was just like, oh, just let me get through the service. I'm so sick of this. And I know Bryant is going to be on Christmas break, and he's going to come. And we've been rehearsing since August for our Christmas shows that we're going to do, or our Christmas performances we're going to do. And I know he's going to come in on some Sunday for Christmas and just be grabbing whatever part he wants to, because he's good. I mean, I will admit that he is good. But he's just going to grab whatever part he wants, and we're going to have to rearrange stuff, even though we've been rehearsing since August. oh, I'm just so, and I like structure. I really just want it so that it gives me anxiety. I want to have an assigned seat so I know exactly where I'm going to sit when I go in. And I want to have an assigned part, even if it's not first part, even if it's third, second or third or whatever. I want to have an assigned seat, an assigned part. I want to know what I'm going to be doing and what I'm going to be playing, because I just don't want to have any of that uncertainty. And I don't like confrontation. I don't like arguing. I don't like discussion. And I feel really uneasy with that. Oh, where are you going to sit? Oh, what part are you going to play? Oh, no. You take first part. Oh, no, you take it. Oh, no, you. Oh, I'm so, it just, as you guys can tell, I'm really worked up about this. So I'm in, right now, as you're listening to this, I'm in Nashville. And I wanted to, we're in the middle of planning it right now. So I won't be able to tell you exactly what we're going to be doing, but we're going to Nashville. And one of the things that we're going to do, we're driving to Nashville, which, by the way, when I talked to my stepfather today, the one thing that he was supposed to do was find someone to come over and dog sit for both my parents' dog and Sydney, my dog, or Mark and I, our dog. And I have left that in his hands. And my stepfather is usually very organized and everything. And so my mom and I, because I talked to my mom earlier in the week, and she said, oh, I'm sure he's already talked to the neighbors. I'm sure it's all worked out. We were going to leave Sydney at their house because they have a doggy door as well. And the neighbors, they were just going to ask the neighbors to come over twice a day, the neighbor kid, and feed the dogs and make sure they haven't destroyed the house. And so we're now 3 days until the trip, and Steve comes up to me and says, I haven't found anyone to take care of the dogs yet. So I have no idea what's going to happen with the dogs, but we're leaving, as you hear this, we will be coming home, but we're leaving for the trip on Thursday morning, and we're driving to Nashville, Tennessee, and we're going to see, I think we're going to do a couple of tours, like the Grand Ole Opry. There's a mansion there. There's the big Opryland Hotel that apparently is decorated for Christmas, really pretty. We're going to do that. We're going to, find a nice restaurant to eat at. And we're both on a diet. And I don't know if I've mentioned that because I haven't recorded in a while, but we're both on a diet. And I'm not sure how we're going to work that for this particular trip, but I only want to do one cheap meal. So it'll be one meal that's like really nice with carbs and fat and everything at a nice restaurant. And then the rest will be, obviously we'll be eating at restaurants, but I'll be eating chicken breast and salad or something. So we're going to tour around and shop maybe a little bit, do whatever, because we're driving, so we don't have to worry about an airplane. And then we're going to be there for about 2 days. And then on Saturday, we're going to start back driving, but we're going to stop in the Memphis area. And I went to school at Ole Miss. And so we are actually going to go over to Ole Miss, which is in Oxford, Mississippi. And we're going to, there's a game that is always played. Ole Miss always plays. So Ole Miss is University of Mississippi, and it's in Oxford, Mississippi. And then Mississippi State University, which is a big rival of the Rebels, is in, I believe they're in Starkville. And the game, those two teams play each other every year, and they always play each other the day or two after Thanksgiving. It's called the Egg Bowl, and they have a trophy that, you know, they pass back and forth depending on who wins. And I graduated college in 2003, and I have not seen the marching band or the football team. I did see the football team, but I haven't seen the marching band since I graduated. And I really want to see, you know, how they're doing, just, and watch the football team and all of that. So we're going to stay in Memphis, but Oxford is about an hour away from Memphis. We're going to drive to Memphis, go to the game, and then come back. And then Sunday morning, we're probably going to do a few things in Memphis, just kind of tour around Memphis a little bit, and then drive back, because it's about 5 hours. So as you're listening to this, if you're listening on Sunday when I release this, we're probably driving back. But we're really looking forward to taking the trip because we really like trips. And this is going to be our, quote, birthday trip. So even though Adele probably should have been the birthday trip, we had already, before I bought the tickets to Adele, Mark and I had decided that we were going to go over Thanksgiving. That was going to be our birthday trip, because my birthday is in August and his birthday is in September. And because, as I've mentioned before, we try not to buy each other things. We try to do trips or experiences, things like that. You know, that was going to be what we were going to do. So, and because Adele was a surprise, I didn't want to say to him, oh, should we change our birthday trip to be Adele and not do anything, you know, for Thanksgiving or whatever. So we didn't do that. So I think we're going to have a really good time. I can't report. When I get back, I will record and let you guys know how it went. But it should be a lot of fun. The only problem that I see is I believe Nashville, being the country capital of the world, Mark doesn't like country music at all. So normally I would say, oh, let's go to a performance at the Grand Ole Opry or something like that. But he won't enjoy that music. So I think we can tour the building and see that. But eventually, I don't know how interesting that will be. And I don't know that he would like any of the music that's going to be playing around Nashville. So I think we'll be seeing more of the, you know, any museums. They have some, like I said, some mansion. There's botanical gardens, I believe. There's a zoo, which is my go-to because I love zoos. Although you've been to one zoo, you've been to most zoos, actually. So we're going to do that. And you guys can write me and let me know what you did over Thanksgiving. I would love to hear from all of you. And also, one thing that I haven't mentioned, Mark, that's Mark from Canada, not Mark, my boyfriend, Mark. He sent in an email with a topic that he thought I could talk about. If you guys have anything that you want me to talk about on an episode, especially on days when I don't have anything to say, you can email me and let me know, hey, Adam, here's a topic I'd like to hear you talk about. Get your perspective on it. And Mark already did that. And I believe you may have already heard that because I think I'm putting that in an episode that's going to come out before this. Anyway, you can write me at adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can find me over at my other podcast, which is on hiatus right now until January. But that's over at dubiousintent.com. You can find me on Twitter at GeekyGayTV. That's hard to say for some reason. GeekyGayTV. And you can find all of our LGBT and LGBT-friendly shows at the Pride 48 Network over at pride48.com. And I will see you guys next time. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.